supposed to be like little like crispy, beautiful like golden nuggets of.
Welcome to episode 102 of Uncorked Gamers. I am your co-host Jeff.
And I'm your host Dan.
And I'm guest Curtis.
Hello, Curtis.
Hello, welcome, sirs.
Now, Curtis, I heard you beat Hush.
Oh, dude, yeah. Big news. Attempted to start doing lost streaks. Or not lost streaks, but lost unlocks last night on my personal channel.
For the uninitiated, they're talking about Binding of Isaac.
We're talking about the Binding of Isaac, yeah, of course.
Because everybody knows Binding of Isaac.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, if you don't, you should.
I'm saying Hush is also a very famous Batman story arc.
There's also that song. Hush, yeah. Hush, thought I heard a call in my name now. Hush.
Not for this generation.
Though. No, no, that's definitely kinda, not this yeah. generation.
I've never heard that abomination in my life.
Well, that's the way I sing it, that it's abomination, dude.
That's the actual song. He sings that while he's doing Hush runs.
Isn't that a Deep Purple song? I think it's a Deep Purple song. Right? Yeah. We'll just go with that.
Yeah, Deep Purple.
Deep Purple. Yeah.
Anyhow, I was attempting to do the Lost Unlocks, and I was doing all right. Actually got to, I think it was Caves 2 or something like that, Catacombs 2. Blew it, died in a room where a blue fly totally, like, smacked something the moment I walk into a room, and then, like, a pip came out and smacked me in the face. And I don't have Holy Mantle unlocked for the Lost yet.
So
I'm doing it, like, Rebirth style.
Dude. Yeah.
Not Afterbirth style. I don't have Holy Mantle. I just have the D4 for him, and I should probably just get Holy Mantle for it. Anyway, that being said, I had picked up Judas of Shadow, turned into Dark Judas, and then somehow made it in time for the Blue Womb. And I was like, well, whatever, let's just go with this. Like, whatever, it's fine. We can't get the Lost Unlocks at this point. We're already Judas. We just gotta try to, like, finish the run and have fun with it. And I tried Hush 2 or 3 times before. Bastard-ass boss, man. I hate that boss so much. He's such a jerk. And so I went in there.
I was telling Vegan how that guy's not even difficult at all.
Well, yeah, if you get, like, super OP before you go in, it is not. But I went in one time, like, with the knife, and, like, I don't know what happened. It was great. I guess flight's pretty key.
The bullet hell in that boss fight is, can get pretty intense.
It can.
Yeah. And especially when he starts dropping those little, the guys that pop out from the floor and start shooting you too,
like the mimics of
it. Yeah, like it's bad. It's all bad news.
That is one of the roughest parts. I hate when like he hits like the continuum tiers and they come from all sides and they're going really fast.
Oh yeah,
I got hit by that a ton.
It's pretty good to find. It's fairly easy to find a good spot to stand in, and then you don't have to deal with it.
You know what I found in one of the chests though, like right before I went in the boss room, Deadeye. And dude, Deadeye helped out so much.
That's such a good item.
These tears were just like these giant like blobs of like red like destruction. It was just the most amazing thing ever. It felt so good. And every time I did get hit by something, I had Polaroid proc, so I just like bum rushed him and just like had Sack Dagger and I just like let that thing go to town on him.
But Hush didn't shoot his tornadoes at you then.
No,
from what I understand. But you know about the tornadoes, right?
The first tried him, he tornadoed the.
And the tornadoes are like really fast.
Yeah.
You gotta have speed, or else you're not getting away.
No.
And then, like, but that's a good thing. You didn't get no tornadoes.
Yeah, so. I think I just, like, totally made him skip that phase or something. Somehow. It was a lot of luck.
Yeah.
For sure. Anyway, it was pretty cool. First Hush kill. Feels good, man.
Yeah.
So the first week of the Uncore Gamers Twitch channel was pretty successful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
everybody showed up, which is good.
Yeah.
And we even had a guest spot
on Sunday,
which is not going to be a guest spot anymore, from what I understand, right?
Oh, okay.
She's going to be permanent?
I believe she might be permanent. Okay. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure on that, yeah, but I think a schedule allows, yeah.
So we acquired a new member, like, during the week.
Yeah, it's pretty, I think everybody had a good time. I think everybody did a good show. Mm-hmm.
And I think even as we get more, if we get more members, and as we get them, you know, if they can't, like right now there's really only one open day.
Yeah.
You know I mean, but even if they can't do the open day, like, you know,
we'll just have open times.
There's tons of open times like all over the place.
Agreed. Yeah.
So, you know, not opposed to bringing on new people.
So how'd you guys feel about your individual days? Let's break it down like that. You started out the week with Salt and Sanctuary.
Yeah. And I ended. Shut your mouth!
There was no other answer needed. It was just, yeah. Like, that's what that game does to people.
Okay. So, first of all, there's no instructions for this game, right? You just go.
God, there's
right?
not.
So, like, you know, like, I'm playing with a frying pan, and I look, and I didn't realize I'm picking up weapons. So, like, I go through the weapons, and I thought I chose the weapons, but I didn't choose the weapons, and I kept playing the frying pan. Yes, sir.
How many potatoes did you pick up?
I have, like, 24 potatoes.
So many potatoes.
And then, like, I kept, you know, like, potatoes look like the pebbles, right?
Yeah.
They're basically the same thing. And I started using them, but I was like, I don't care about the potatoes, you know. And I started using the smaller potions because the bigger potions, I mean, the bigger potions fill up most of your life, and the smaller potions just go really slow. But they fill up a pretty good chunk if you let it go all the way. Mm-hmm. And Vegan's like, dude, just use the big potions. Like, they regen. So I use one, right? And I don't see it regening. I was like, dude, it still says 3. Well, how's it regening? And he's like, no, your life regens. I was like, well, I'm not using these then. I'm going to use it as a last resort because... And I think I just didn't use them. Like,
yeah.
I just wasn't using them because I was like, I don't need them here. I can use this for a boss fight or something, you know, but not here.
Well,
I'll just die here.
You were at the boss fight, though.
Well, yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I didn't mean, like, they regen as in, like, while you're playing. I meant, like, when you die, you just get them all back, so just use them.
Yeah.
You do get, at a certain point, but I think you're talking about, like, the red shards, those little potions that you get, and they just restore a very small amount of health. And there's also, like, the red, like...
Yeah, the
I forget what they're called. The ones that have, like, the mossy...
Basically, the Estus flask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It acts as an Estus flask. You got to that point, there, right, where you can recharge them at, like, your sanctuaries or bonfires or whatever?
Yeah, you got to the first boss and everything like that. You kept dying and, like,
dude,
not
that first
using
boss,
them.
Right?
Okay, I didn't die too many times at the first boss.
Like, 3-4 times.
Yeah, probably 4. Probably 4. But I got it. And I mean, it wasn't... It,
that's
and,
pretty good.
And I got, you know, I was hitting them, right?
The great thing
about
that's
not so good. This guy's not so bad, not so bad. And, like, the first time I got him pretty low, I think.
Yeah.
I think I did better the first time than the... Next three
times.
Oh,
he went easy on you the first time.
Yeah.
Like, compared to the other 3 times, he was like, he used like 10% of all his moves.
Yeah, because then I would, like, you know, like, I'd be like, oh, you know, he swung at me, okay, time to hit. But then he, like, swings again, dude, and I was like, damn it, he hit me, okay, time to go. Then he swings, like, a third time, and I was like, dude, he didn't do this the first time. What's up with that, you know? Like, and he kept on beating me, and then actually ended up getting to a second boss. I don't know if he's the second boss, but I got to the guy that, yes, this is yesterday. The guy shoots, like, little balls of lightning and fire and stuff. Like, he's a magical boss or whatever, and he's in the forest, and he shoots out, like, little blobs of the little blobs that attach to you.
Yeah, the sticky blobs.
Yeah, dude, I hate those things, man. They poison you,
like,
pretty good. Like, they get you, like, the 80% poison, dude.
Oh, wow.
At least, I mean, I might not have a pretty strong poison resistance right now. And that guy doesn't seem to do physical attacks, the boss. So next time I get to him, I'm going to switch my armor to more of a magical defense.
Yeah. That's a good idea. That's the gesture-looking one, right? In the forest? Or is that... Am I thinking of something else? I haven't played in a while.
He has, like, a cloak.
Oh, okay.
And I think he might be... He might have a hood. I can't remember. I only saw him once.
Yeah.
Give Jeff a little credit, though. When he finally did beat that first boss, he did it without having to need a single potion.
Wow. Yeah, his name is the Sodden Knight, and let me tell you, he's a real bastard. When I played that game, when I streamed it, like, last month or something, I was doing it for, you know, blind, completely first playthrough. Dude, I must have died on stream, like, 20 times. And there was this guy watching me that was just like...
Well, that's it?
Giving me hell.
Does that mean I'm bad?
No, I mean, on that boss, at like 20 attacks.
Oh, it's on that boss?
I guess I'm
better than you, then.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Well.
That's weird. I'm never better than anybody.
He's way further than you, though, man.
Oh, well, he's played it longer than me.
Yeah, well...
I only got like...
We just...
What,
we just,
4 hours on that game?
You have a timer,
and I'm not even on
is
the
all
second
I'm
boss
saying.
Yet.
That's what that game does, though, is that, like, at the very beginning, it's like, oh, shit, I really have to get used to this. It's not as much like the Souls games that everybody says it is. It's much different. And then once you get through that learning curve, then you kind of just go with it. And it goes pretty fast. But I got caught at a boss that I'm at right now, and I just kind of gave up because other things came out and whatever. So I need to go back to that. Just like you need to go back to Bloodborne eventually.
Yeah.
I do.
Because it's worth it. It's amazing.
Yeah, you're like the only person that hasn't beaten it yet.
Can't be the only one, dude. There's got to be somebody else out there.
No.
But you know what? Nick was playing...
The one streaming right now?
Actually, yeah, he's streaming right now, yeah. So he was playing Dark Souls 3
yes.
naked.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's deprived. A feat in itself, you know what I mean? Like, because you have no defense. You have absolutely no defense, you know? And like, and he's going through this game like it's like nothing, dude. And apparently it's one of his favorite games, and he plays it a lot, and it shows because he was doing pretty damn well, you know? And I was enjoying the stream, even though I was only kind of half watching it because of...
The podcast. He's a seasoned player for sure. Whatever he's streaming through, I mean, I imagine it's on PC. It looks really good too.
Yeah, he's streaming through PC actually.
I watched the playback actually of it like the next morning because I had missed it, just to check it out his stream. And man, it looks good compared to mine.
Just go through the PS4. Well, you're using the PS4 one, yeah.
Yeah. I did, however, get a couple parts to my PC that I'm gonna be building with my friend just the other day. So I got my got some of that stuff all ready to go, and within the next month or so, I probably have a nice PC built that I can stream through that, get OBS and stuff like that. I'll be improve the quality a little bit.
So how'd your stream go? You ended up starting a bit early.
Yeah. So what happened on last Wednesday for the first week was
excuses already.
this is going on your review.
Yeah, I had made plans to hang out with someone, and decided to stream a little bit early, as opposed to starting at 7 p.m. Started right around 5 and ended at 7. I streamed the Neo beta, which is really, really awesome. Super fun game. Beautiful looking game. And overall it went okay, because when I had played off stream the previous night, I was just, it was not good. I was getting just slaughtered left and right, and I don't know, my head wasn't in it. But I jumped on stream, had some luck with that first area, kind of ninja'd my way around and didn't try to just rush everything. Yeah. I took it very slow and methodically.
Yeah, you have to with that game, for sure.
It feels very much like that, and it helps. Found some pretty rare weapons, which helped out a lot. I learned how to also apply the Kodama blessings, which helped out a lot too. Like one that is a healer blessing that increases the drop rate of like elixirs. There's one for same thing for weapons, drop rate, armor, stuff like that.
Right.
So those are helping out. And then I got to the first boss. Not on stream, but yeah, later. And let me tell you, he's not fun. I got my lightning buff for my blade, and I was trying that to help out, and that didn't work, and it's one of those things where I think maybe I need to grind a couple levels first before I actually, like, beat him.
Yeah.
But, one of the most enjoyable aspects of that game, surprisingly, is the archery.
You can actually get headshots.
It looks awesome. Their heads just, it's great. They just explode with this, like, amount, like, this giant, like, poof of, like, that energy that comes out of their heads that drops like all like the gold, and you see like the hit points, and it's like 1600 hit points taken off or something like that, and they just like fall to their knees. It's pretty Kill Bill.
And every enemy in that game can kill you.
Yeah.
Every. No matter what level you are.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like get good casual. Like really quick. Like that's what it teaches you, and I'm getting my ass kicked for sure. But overall, yeah, went pretty well on Wednesday. Jeff jumped on like right at the end and then kind of gave me hell for stopping.
Is that what happened? I saw the end of the playback, and I saw you write like, "Well, I'm not very happy."
Yeah, that was it.
I was like, "Yeah, I gotta go, dude. Sorry, I've been on since 5." He's like, "That's fine, but I'm not happy." I could just like picture him crossing his arms. And I like text or send a message on Facebook or something. I was like, "Hey, dude, listen, it's gonna be all right. Like, I'll be back." He's like, "I'm just fucking with you, dude. Don't trip." I thought I had like offended Jeff like mortally. I was like, "Oh man, I feel bad."
Yeah, that happened.
But I had to hang out. With her. I had to hang out with a lady. So. Oh wow.
Don't stop me.
Yeah.
Don't stop me.
I won't stop.
No, I won't stop you. Yeah.
And then Thursday was real, right?
Yeah, real. Playing a brand new game. Came out like that weekend or the day before, something like that. Mm-hmm. Abduction by the people that make Myst.
Gotcha.
So it's their first game in like a very long time. And getting a lot of good reviews. A lot of people liking it. The game looks great.
That's what I was about to mention. That's the first thing that like stood out to me. I was like, wow, this is very textured and nice
looking. Yeah. And it's a miss game. You know, you start at the game and, all right, there you are. Like, figure out what you're doing.
NES games.
It's freaking
good. Wait, what? NES games in, man.
Right.
Drop yeah. you in, no instructions. Yeah. All right, Metroid. Figure it out.
Metroid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, there's like, you just start out. You don't even know that you have to go left to get the ball, dude. You just go.
Yep.
Yeah.
God, I want to go back and play some of that.
Yeah. Maybe with that new mini Nintendo, $60 for a... No, what was it, $40 for 60 games, something like that? I forget what it was.
Yeah, but they're all, like, in there.
Yeah.
It's not like you can use your old cartridges, so... I mean, it's still cool, whatever, but...
When are you just going to buy yourself a Retron so you can play all the stuff
on stream? I have I just need a capture card that will work with it.
Or just get yourself a Retron so you can do it in HDMI. With your...
It doesn't. How do you do HDMI on an old game? You can't.
It feeds you through HDMI.
It doesn't
HDMI.
Work. Yeah, but it doesn't
works
work.
Well
it,
enough.
It looks super pixelated. It looks super pixelated, dude.
Dude, if it looks super pixelated, the stuff wouldn't sell well.
There's no way to fix it. You can't fix it. It's like 16-bit games, dude. 8-bit games.
Maybe you're just passing it through an HDMI because a lot of TVs don't come with all the old stuff anymore.
That was the perfect response. Yeah, I mean, you can't necessarily entirely reprogram something to look better through it.
I mean, I played a couple of games through the emulator on Twitch. Oh, I want to play Zelda now. I want to play Zelda 2 now.
Again, you're going to go back to your speedrunning days?
I wasn't speedrunning, dude, but like I was trying a speedrunning route, but not speedrunning it. And but it's difficult. It's difficult like that way because you know you don't have the small level ups throughout the game, so you end up going through places where you should be more leveled up, but you're not. So you like need to be really careful not to get hit, which just makes it almost impossible. But I can't see the speedrunners. They know the caves without the candle. And I can't do the caves without the candle. There's just no way.
Well, not without practice.
I have, knowing where the enemies are at and just everything, like every cave, it's so crazy, dude.
You gotta suffer before you can get good, man.
Yeah. Should try. Well, I don't know. I might try to speedrun it at some point. It's one of those, it's a game that I really love. I know the game, like, head to tail, so, you know, speedrunning would seem like a good next option for it.
Yeah. Where do you learn the routes and all that stuff? That's always kind of, like, fascinating.
Usually from other people, like, watching just other yeah. speedrunners.
Yeah. They always have these communities just going, like, hey, I want to learn how to do this, help me out. And people will help you out.
Yeah, people also make, they make, like,
guides.
Guides for speedrunning, that, you know, for, like, so many games, dude. Wow. And you're just like, yeah, and you just go in there, like, follow his videos, you know, like, and it's, a lot of things are just also tricks with the hands, you know what I mean? Just kind of the way you hold your controller, like, clicking buttons or whatever, just, you know, there's, you know, glitches. Technical stuff to it, too.
Yeah.
Glitches galore, yeah. You gotta know the glitches.
There's a guy I was watching on Twitch that does he's a Majora's Mask speedrunner.
And that guy, those are so long, oh my god, dude.
I think he holds, like, third place in the world or something like that, though. Like, it's pretty crazy. He finishes the entire game in, like, whatever, like, 52 minutes or something like that.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
What?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he skips a bunch of, like, extra little side stuff or something.
Wait,
yeah, double check me, because I can't remember the exact time, but I know it's under an hour, or, like, near an hour.
Yeah, it's not nowhere near as bad as, like, the Final Fantasy speedruns. You're just like, this is, like, a 4-hour
game. Oh, yeah, you gotta sit through those, dude.
Yeah.
There's not enough glitches to get you past those games.
I mean, there's glitches, but they don't speed the game
up. Yeah, they don't, yeah.
It just sounds painful to do, and also to watch. Like, yeah. A 4-hour... speed run, but
the funny thing about that is most of the random matches they just run away from them.
Yeah.
So there's like there's really no fights. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just going through the game.
I feel like I don't know. For some games, it is really cool to watch, and some other games, I feel like it just bastardizes like the whole like beauty of the game too.
Yeah.
You know which one I really like the speed running. I like the Mega Man speed running, the original Mega Man. It's not so much like the.
So I like ones. I like watching Mega Man speedruns because it's not so much about using glitch as it is about knowing when to take damage and to push through the damage.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You use, yeah. I mean, I think there's at least one Mega Man that's really glitch heavy, where, you know, it's just a lot of, like going through walls and stuff like that. And, like, but other ones are just, like, yeah, it's just more, it's more technical. And Mega Man 3 is, like, my favorite Mega Man of all time. And, you know, I follow a speedrunner that plays mostly Mega Man 3, like, speedrunning. Gotcha. And I love watching it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like Mega Man X a lot. I remember playing the hell out of that with Chris and my younger brother when we had a Super Nintendo back in the day.
Yeah, I loved that game when it came out. I remember it coming out and I got that game. Yeah, it was really fun. It was definitely different. You know, didn't feel like an old Mega Man.
No. Definitely innovative in certain ways, for sure. But also very structured. Like, there's not a lot of, like, you know, as like there's a reason you can speedrun that game. Like, it's very, like, formatted and patterned. Mm-hmm. That could do it. And, like, you don't have to rely on glitches and all that stuff like they do with other 3D games. It's just, like, straightforward. Like, all right, do it as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice. And it doesn't bastardize, like, the beauty of the game, like I had mentioned with the other ones.
Did you ever play the Mega Man versus Street Fighter?
No.
No?
I haven't even heard of that.
Yeah, you can download it for free. Capcom released it for free.
Yeah, it was like somebody was making a fan game where all the bosses are Street Fighter characters.
Interesting.
And then Capcom's like, well, we don't have anything for Mega Man's 20th anniversary. We support your thing that you made.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they just, like, put it out. They put it on the internet, free download.
Huh.
I actually got a copy of it. It's fun, dude. It's a fun game. It's old school Mega Man style, you know, like the 8-bit style.
Yeah.
And it's, I couldn't get too far into it. I stopped playing it after a while. But I do want to get back to finishing up that game.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds cool.
Yeah.
Did you hear about speaking of speedrunning, did you hear about this guy, I forget what his handle is, unfortunately. I'm trying to find it, but he did an entire run of Pokemon Red Fire using only a Rattata.
Wow.
Permadeath. So if the Rattata fainted, he had to restart.
Sounds like a lot of grinding.
The thing is, though, is, like, apparently it's actually pretty hard, especially when you get to the Elite Four, because they'll do, like, debilitating effects and stuff like that that will make it so that your Rattata is just a one-hit kill. Because they're already, like, Rattata's already, like, one of the worst Pokemons in the Pokemon world, right? The ones you can get, like, at the very beginning and stuff like that. He doesn't even involve it.
Oh, don't I know it. Your Rattata's all over the world, man.
Literally.
He doesn't evolve it or anything. He's just
that's insane.
Yeah, just a Rattata. No backup Pokemon or anything like that. But he did it. He did it.
I
it
need to look like that a month. Up. It
took him a month.
From start to finish?
To actually get it all done. That's what deaths and everything, like, restarting.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like a month full of attempts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But he did
wow.
it.
Wow. What are they going to come up with next, man?
He's doing
speedrunners, I tell you.
Yeah, he's doing another one for, I think it was Pokemon Sapphire or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the Pokemon
never
was, like,
that.
Quartep or something like that. I don't know at that point.
And fancy jam Pokemons.
Oh, some good deals here. If you like Civilization games and you haven't been into it for a while, the last three games that came out, it'll be, let's see, 3, 4, and 5. They're $1 each online. Go find them.
$1?
$1.
Really?
Yeah.
The Civ games.
This is the last three. Not all of them, just the last three. Let me see where that's at. Looks like... Oh, maybe not all of them. I guess I might have been wrong. Information. But looks like they're all pretty cheap, though. So it looks like you can get Civ 3 for $1, Civ 4 for $3, and Civ 5 for $10. That's a complete edition.
Yeah, my cousin that I work with is, like, super into the Civ 5 right now. He's playing the hell out of that. He's always talking about it and, like, trying to get me on that wagon. And I'm like, I don't have a PC, dude. Like, I can't play. Like... And plus, that's just not really, like, my type of game. Like, he's one of those gamers where, like, he's always been a PC gamer. Like, loved the hell out of, like, RuneScape and, like, all that stuff, you know, growing
yeah.
up. And now he's, like, way into Civ. And, like, he has No Man's Sky now and stuff, too. And just shit like that, you know. Grinding games. And I don't know if I can do it, honestly. I mean, if it's that cheap, I might try it out at some point when I do get built by PC.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. All right, so the guy, the Rattata guy, his Twitch channel is Pokemon Challenges. He's a German player.
Oh, that's his actual channel name?
Yeah, Pokemon Challenges.
I don't know what it is about the Europeans, but man, they're like really good at speedrunning and just and way into it too.
Yeah, it's called they get like a month off of work every year.
That's not true.
What?
It is.
That can't be a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing in the UK. At least you get like a month off of work, like paid. Go out, see Italy, France, whatever. Japan,
you
know,
just
they're
get
all crazy
to choose
about?
When you take that month off, or is it given to you? Like,
I'm not sure if it's given to you or not. I don't know too much about it, but yeah, like a month off. I know Japan gets like 2 weeks off or something like that. And that's why they're all like.
We get 2 weeks off. I get 2 weeks off.
It might be more than that, but that's when they do all their training for like those like Ninja Warrior shows and stuff like that.
Oh.
And they like they build it in their backyard, show, dude. Yeah. They build like the set in their backyard and stuff like that. They do that when they
There's
have
There's always
like,
the octopus guy that comes on.
If you're watching the Japanese one, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's all about the Japanese one, dude. The American one.
Oh yeah,
like,
American Ninja Warrior is garbage.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a bunch of roid addicts.
So
Friday, I mean,
there's
Friday
no
was
way
fun.
I could compete in one of those. And
yeah,
I think it's insane.
I could be one of the funny guys.
There are some. Some obstacle course. There was actually. I was gonna do one not that long ago, and no matter how big I am, I was like, dude, I'll be able to do this, dude. Like, screw it, dude. You know, no matter how long it takes me, dude. But the thing was like, I was going in like very last minute, so the tickets were like more expensive then. And then like you have to buy insurance for it as well. You have to pay for like an insurance, and then
that makes sense. Yeah.
Like the parking and there's all these like little fees and stuff like that. And it came out like I was like, dude, that's too much now, dude. It's way too much now. I ended up not doing it, dude. But it looked like hella fun because there was a lot of water involved too.
Yeah.
And but I wanted to go so bad. So I think next year I'm probably gonna go and get it get like tickets a little sooner or something like that. And that sounds
good.
I mean, yeah, right? Like, it's just, it'd be cool to try it out.
You're gonna try to get some shape, some of that upper arm strength ready?
Probably not. Knowing me, yeah, no.
Just start doing pull-ups.
Dude. I'll do pull-ups. I can't even do like I have a pull-up,
dude. When you're fat, pull-ups is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Because then you got all that extra weight you're using on your arms.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great for building it up quick if you can get to a point where you can do one.
You know what really good? Seated rows. That's really
good. I don't think I've seen
that. Rolling seat. You go on a rolling seat.
Oh, so
you pull your weight with some wires and stuff.
Yeah. Pulleys. Well, they have the one where you sit down and you actually do, like, the seat goes back and forth like that and you pull. Yeah. And they also have, like, the stationary one where you, like, can do one at a time and there's, like, weights on it on the up. Anyway, we're talking about a video game podcast. What's going on here?
I always like the
there's weightlifting video games, so it's relevant.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those are always my favorite, yeah.
For sure. No, but, wait, I think we left off on talking about Riddle's first week.
And
we didn't talk to you, Dan, about your Friday stream, so let's talk about that.
It's all right. None of you guys made it to my stream anyway.
I made it to your stream. I was on your stream. The only stream I missed was Riddle's. That's the only stream that I missed.
No, it was good. It was actually a game I wasn't too sure how well it would play out, but it ended up playing out really well. I played Her Story.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game I've been meaning to play, just hadn't gotten around to it, and, you know, won all those awards, and was competing with, like, The Witcher 3 for, like, most awards and stuff like that. And,
that lady was pretty.
Yeah. That's right. He comes on, he's like,
see,
like,
I watched
like an hour and a half into the stream, he comes on, he's like, she's pretty. I'm like, dude, you don't even want to know, man.
Without seeing any of her personality traits, anything about her, just, she looked good. Like, come on, man. It's like, that's...
But it's a game.
Did you think she looked good?
She's all right, yeah.
Yeah. I thought she looked good for, like, if you were, like, white. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. You got that Latin blood in you, bro.
She's
good for white people. Just saying.
I mean,
I mean, I'm not going to drop everything and marry the lady, dude. Yeah. I'm just saying.
You really shouldn't.
No. Yeah, that's really what I heard.
I mean, yeah, she's... Pick her up in the bar. Yeah.
Yeah. She was interesting.
I'll give you that, dude. She is interesting.
Yeah, she is interesting. So the game ended up working really good, though, because it was, like, just a game where, like, I was talking to the chat, and chat was talking to me, and we were trying to figure out this this puzzle, this complex puzzle and web of lies that's going on in this game. Because all the game is you're just clicking on videos and like typing in search words to get more videos to click on. And that's the game.
Word? You type the word at the, like almost towards the end. Where you're like, oh my god, I can't believe I haven't typed this word yet. And like 20 videos showed up or something. I think it was jail. Was it jail?
No, I don't think it was jail. I think it was like lies or something like that.
It was just like this one word. I was like, oh my god, I haven't typed this yet. And like all these videos showed up. It was just like such a simple word,
yeah.
It was mentioned like a bunch of times too.
So basically, like the whole game is you watch, like, they start you off with like a couple of videos and you watch the videos. And like, you know, you're hearing the interviews, different cuts of like different interviews. And, like, they'll start mentioning, like, names and, like, places and stuff like that. So you're like, all right, well, let's see what we can find about this person. And you get more interviews and more videos. And, like, I think I could have ended the game if I wanted to, but I want to get all the videos. Right? You can click on your database and it'll show you, like, how many videos you still have left. So, there's the part where the character starts tapping, doing, like, little tapping code. And we're like, oh, is that Morse code? Like, what is that? And we're like, trying to figure out Morse code and stuff like that. The chat's like trying to like, oh, I think there's like a, I think it spells out this and stuff like that. And then like eventually, near the end, we find the video. It's like, oh yeah, you know, learn how to develop a knock code. I'm like, oh, knock codes, of course. And so trying to figure out how to do a knock code, you're going back to the videos, trying to figure out the code. That's the main focus right now, is trying to figure out what the code is. I think I'm going to do that off stream, because it's really hard to figure out a tapping code if you're not keen on tapping codes.
Yeah, it, like, sounds antagonizing and painful to watch.
Yeah, it's,
please,
it's,
don't stream it.
It's not hard, but it's very repetitive. You're like, how many taps was that? 4 taps, okay. Wait, how many taps? 2 taps? Okay, so that's this letter. Oh, no, she's still tapping.
But, well, you had fun. That's what matters.
It was a lot of fun. And it ended up being a really good game, I think, for a stream, just because of that. Like, what, you know, the whole time it's like, what do you guys think is going on?
It's interactive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without really being interactive. It's the problem solving interactiveness.
Well, I mean, for chat, they could, like, kind of chime in with their 2 cents and whatnot. And there's actually room for that, too, because...
Your cat sucks at being a cat.
What are you talking about? It didn't touch the ground.
Yeah, but look how many times it almost fell, dude.
No, there's lava on the ground. It would not touch the ground.
Yeah, I don't think you understood what just happened. That cat just, like, just did that all on 2 paws. Just jumped furniture on 2 paws, man. Yeah, hanging.
Like, cliffhanger it across the desk onto, like, the book stand next to it.
That was impressive.
Yeah, it looked really funny.
It looked hilarious, and I thought she was going to knock the mic over.
And all at 3 months old. Touche. Or bravo, rather.
But then Saturday, I go play D&D at a friend's house, and one of the friends that we stream at, Jeff was there.
I was.
Don't forget, though, Vegan, on Friday, after you finished streaming, I jumped on.
Oh, that's right.
Did a little greed mode stream.
Did do a little greed mode with some friends. His friend was doing way better than he was.
Yes, he was. Well, that was a night where it was, you know, old Curdy was having a few beers, so, you know,
old Curdy.
My head wasn't in the game as much as just hanging out with my buds and, you know, having a good time and stuff. But Tim has gotten a lot better at the game, so he was definitely, you know, pulling it off. What's that?
No.
Is that your cousin? No.
No, my cousin is Cameron, and he's been on stream before, too, actually, like once or twice on my own channel. But we got Tim over there on the Encore Gamers channel for a little post Vegan Dan stream, just for a little some shenanigans.
Yeah,
it was pretty fun. But yeah, Sunday, Le Blue.
Yeah, Le Blue. So anyway, we're at the D&D game. She's like, "Hey, you guys mind if I stream this game on something?" We're like, "Yeah, sure, whatever." Biggest stream of the week. It had like 18 people in that stream.
Wow. Yeah.
That stream went off. She was playing Emily Wants to Play, a horror game.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge right there. People love watching people play horror games.
That's true.
And she was good at it. And Jeff doesn't think so. Jeff likes to rain people's parade.
I'm just saying, I could probably do that game.
Saying, you know, not as fast as her. I mean, she's already on the last level. All she's got to do now is beat it.
Hmm.
The first level, second level.
Yeah, and simple, you've right? also seen how it's done now, too.
There is that. Okay, so maybe it's because I've seen how it's done that it seems so much easier now.
Yeah.
But that last level, dude, it just seems impossible, man. You got, I mean, there's, the fact that the game actually allows one of the two of the dolls to come up, one that where you have to move and one where you can't move at the same time.
Yeah.
It makes it I mean it's cheap. It's really cheap. You know, the game shouldn't allow that.
So let's explain the game. So the game is there's three like dolls and they're all kind of ghostly possessed demonic dolls or whatever. And like you have from midnight to 6, and each hour adds on a little layer of difficulty. So the first hour is $1.
Spoiler alert!
Alright. And whenever you hear her giggle, you have to look at her, right? And like keep eye contact until she disappears. The second hour is...
Well, you don't have to do that. I mean, you can run away from her.
Yeah, but she'll chase you for a while.
She's not as fast, so like you can actually like keep running from her and she...
Second hour, it's her plus the clown, and when the clown pops out, you can't move. God. If you move, the clown will get you. So she'll giggle, you run away, clown pops out, and then you're not running anymore. Then she gets you. You
gotta make sure you be looking in the right direction at that point.
And the third hour involves a ventriloquist dummy, kind of like Goosebumps. And he chases you. And you have to break line of sight, so like step into the next room. He does a little laugh when he chases you too. He actually will chase you. You can actually see his sprite come after you.
Yeah,
which is probably the creepiest part.
The fast little devil too.
Yeah, the ventriloquist dummies are always fast. That's what makes them so creepy.
That game sounds utterly terrifying. I didn't catch that stream, but I should watch the archive.
Oh, dude, definitely cause... watch the archive. It's great.
Sounds cool. 18 viewers, you say?
Yeah. No. Wow. Yeah. So many.
I don't know if people
so
like that game. Huh?
Yeah.
That's cool.
A lot of people had seen it a couple times, didn't know what it was, and so they came in and just walked and checked it out.
Yeah, I looked at the profile there, and I think I saw that we got, like, right around, 18, 19 followers now, something like that. Jumped up pretty quick.
Yeah.
Before the first week, it was right around 5 or 6, something like that, so...
Getting that cross-pollination, getting that Armageddy, and...
Oh, yeah, I should have mentioned that, too. I was streaming last night on my own channel, and, this one girl that always jumps on and chats and stuff, Armageddy, I introduced her to the Encore Gamers thing, too. Said you can start watching me on Wednesdays there. You can also watch Vegan Dan, because you've talked with her in chat and stuff before, too.
Yeah.
And she said she'll definitely do that. She's also been watching my friend Anthony's, streaming channel, too, and, like, yeah, he's been hosting and stuff, too.
He plays a lot of, Overwatch.
Overwatch, yeah.
If he wants a Saturday spot, you know, it's open.
Yeah, I can definitely bring that up to him. Also, Josh Martinez, like, I think he's probably talking
to Facebook, too. Yeah, we need to talk to Josh, because he did come out and ask about streaming.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, you know Josh, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back from the game days. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, that's why. Yeah, I kind of forgot that he worked there, too. Until just now. Hudsonville.
Did he go through Facebook?
Yeah, he talked to me.
He went through Facebook, right?
Yeah. He didn't talk to me. What the hell?
Well, it was on my... I just posted an update saying, like, oh, here's the stream channel. Check us out and stuff. And he was like, dude, if you guys ever want somebody to stream Magic the Gathering, you know what I'm saying? And I was just like, well, we'll talk about it. Because he's way into MTG. Something that I haven't really...
I dabbled in it.
Dabbled too much. But
yeah.
It seems cool and all, but...
I'm like... It seems cool, but then like you.
I like the idea of it more.
Yeah, the idea of it's probably better. It's way too expensive. Yeah, go ahead. It's way too expensive, and it's like.
I think it's the first time we've actually done the podcast without any lights on.
Yeah. we don't need it
up until this moment.
Well, yeah, we were talking about the scary
game. I don't know this yet, but something about you and this light. I'm looking at you.
All I get is a reflection.
Anyhow.
I feel awkward.
You shouldn't.
What? Yeah. I feel more awkward now.
That's gonna be the intro. What else we got for gaming news this week?
And not only like we got time slots if other people want to join. Like we'll take applications and then review them. You know, have an interview, see what's going on.
Hold a job fair.
Yeah.
We'll have you stream and we'll jump into your chat and just start spamming your chat and see how you react to that. You know, you got to be able to handle a chat that's busy.
Definitely.
Well, see, now it's a fail because you told them. You shouldn't have told them, dude.
Even if they know, some people just can't cut it.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I mean, we also can't have just have anybody join.
No.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
We just gotta pick and choose carefully.
People just saying.
I'm not trying to be mean, you know what I mean?
Dedicated is nice. Yeah. So much want dedication. New Nintendo 3DS is coming out. It's got a galaxy theme.
I like it. I saw it. I like it.
It's going to be your first one. And pick it up. $200.
Just $200?
Yeah. And you get to play all those fun Zelda games all over again, plus the new one.
Yeah, I want to play the new one.
Plus all those Pokemons. You can finally play your first Pokemon. See, I don't really care about
the Pokemons, dude. I don't really care about the Pokemons. The game was fun. I'm completely, like, the
Pokemon app, Go.
Yeah, Pokemon Go. I'm just completely over that game now.
You're one of those 10 million people that dropped it? You too?
I haven't opened that thing up in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's not that long. You might relapse.
Maybe. I thought about it earlier. I was at the beach on a walk, and I was like, oh, how many Clefairies are around here? Because last time I was there.
Yeah, I don't have any water-style Pokemon, soon. And I went down to the beach.
You guys want some more of that Pokemon Go's? They got the trainers. They do stuff now.
Oh, dude, I got a Pokemon Go story. So, okay, the reason
Jeff's Corner. Hey!
I don't think I've done a Jeff's Corner in a while.
Yeah, your job's been pretty good.
But, so, I went to Reno about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the reason I went to Reno wasn't a family emergency. But while I was over there, we all went to the local malls. And me and my cousin were there. My nephew, actually. He's a nephew. And so we were there at the mall, right? And he's, I think he's like 18 at this point, or maybe 17. And we were over there, like, you know, playing Pokemon Go, like, the whole time we were over there, dude. Like, just, like, catching Pokemon everywhere, right, in the mall. And so we're like, hey, you know, wouldn't it be cool if we could just sell Pokemons? I was like, dude, let's sell Pokemons. They were like, what do you mean? I was like, we'll sell Pokeballs, dude. We'll sell Pokeballs. Like, what? And I was like, just watch. So we go over there, right? And we wait for somebody to walk by. It's like, hey, y'all need Pokeballs? Y'all need Pokeballs now? All right. Right? And we kept doing that, dude. Like, the people, just random people would walk by. Pokeballs, got Pokeballs for sale. What's up? And it's just like, some people would look at us like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? You know? And then, yeah, like nobody played along with it, dude. Like, people in Reno were like, oh, so
nobody
tired.
Just said, like, yeah, I'm getting Nickelback.
Nothing, dude. Nothing. Everyone's just like, you know, giving us that, you know, get the fuck away look, you know. But it was so much fun to do. And I had a blast doing it, dude. I kept on laughing, man, even though people hated me or whatever. I don't know what was going on with these people, dude. But they just, like, I knew there was other people playing Pokemon.
Yeah.
And they're on the phone, dude. I know what they're playing. You know, even though I can't see the phone, I know what it is.
Yeah, definitely.
One thing is,
but it was just fun pretending to sell Pokeballs for some reason.
Yeah, the funny thing is, you probably could sell Pokemon because you can trade. You can trade Pokemon.
You can trade Pokemon in Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
No.
I think that's the thing, though.
Mm-mm.
Has that not been the latest update?
Oh.
You're getting
your news, man.
It's gonna be a thing. They're definitely gonna let you trade Pokemon.
I think it might become a thing, but at the same time, I think it would also promote people that are like high level trainers that have multiples of very rare Pokemon to sell them,
yeah,
to other lower level players. In which case, that wouldn't be very lucrative for Niantic, would it?
No.
So we'll see what happens.
I mean, they can't not do it though, because it's Pokemon. Yeah. You got to be able to trade Pokemon.
The demand is there for sure.
Yeah. I mean, they already lost 10 million people. They got to pull something out of their hat.
They get a fairly, I mean, pretty good amount for a high-level Pokemon. I'm thinking, you know, $100.
Oh,
at least,
you know what they should do?
I'm saying somebody flew to Japan to catch Japanese Pokemon, so.
Remember, every country has its own, like,
exclusive.
Yeah, Pokemon, dude.
I heard about that.
Somebody, oh, God, dude, do they have the dedication to actually do that? Like, just fly through to different countries, just. I mean, you still have to search for it.
Yeah.
Like, it still has to, like, randomly pop up, right? No, well, not so random, I guess. Because they got the
apps that help you.
Yeah, so I guess maybe it's not completely random.
They took those down now, though, so.
I think there's one still functioning, though. Even, like, even after there they said, like, take it.
Probably is. I mean, it's the internet.
But it was just, I don't know, man. That shit's taking it too far, dude.
It is, man. It really is. Like, it's cool and everything. It's not that cool. You don't have to fly to Japan, spend all this thousands of dollars, and then get there and be like, oh, wait, I still actually have to look for the damn thing, too. The apps are not on? Damn it.
But think about it, though. It's like, that's the type of story, that's the type of life that people make, like, a family TV movie about. I got to travel the world all because of Pokemon Go.
Christmas Pokemon Vacation, starring Chevy Chase.
Dad, pull over. We're going to drive off a cliff. I'm getting this Pidgey.
There's hundreds of them everywhere. But this one's mine.
I forgot to mention this in the last stream, but I did it. Gamer's Resolution is done. I platinumed both Bloodborne and Guacamelee.
Wow. Didn't we talk about this?
Off stream, yeah.
Was it off stream?
It was off
stream. I can't even remember.
Off the pod, yeah.
Off the pod, off stream, yeah.
So it's done, yeah.
Wow, dude. Congrats.
I started playing up Drinkbox's latest game, Severed.
That's right. I forgot you got that.
Yeah, got that. You can get it on phones now. I think it's coming to the 3DS soon. It's good. I liked it. Still playing it, but I'm getting pretty close to done. I think it's probably going to be pretty easy platinum to get. So probably platinum that one, too.
I definitely want my first platinum to be The Binding of Isaac. I'm sorry.
That was
ridiculously hard.
That was my first thing.
Did it feel good?
I felt so good. But you know the weird thing about that one? Yeah. It wouldn't give me the platinum trophy.
Dude, there was an update.
And then it pop out.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, dude, it hasn't given me, he's like, and this guy's, oh, just reset it, you know, or sync it with the trophies and whatever, and I tried everything and it didn't show up. And then like 5 days later, it just like randomly shows up. And I was just like, oh my god, dude. Awesome.
Something
but happens. the picture for it was like the title screen for when I got my platinum. I was like, oh, this is so retarded.
Because the moment that I captured the screen,
yeah, when you were just and I hated it. I hated the fact that it was there.
That happened to me yesterday. Actually, I just barely got my Lilith and Cambion Conception trophies for the Afterbirth section of the trophies, and it was like when I was looking at like the endings like section on my life, and I was like, why did it pop up now, like up 2 months later, like what the hell is going on?
I've had a lot of problems with that game crashing too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, okay.
On stream.
Yeah,
it sucks.
So it's not just me.
Figure it out, Nicholas.
He's not doing anything else to it.
Oh, speaking of by the music, saw Edmund Downtown Santa Cruz. Did he have a kid recently? I saw them pushing like a baby carriage, yeah.
He can afford it.
Yeah, he can afford it.
Dude, guy's gonna take his millions and run, huh?
Yeah.
Millions. Well, he's still making more, yeah. He's making the Bumble job.
Yeah, he's making Bumbo and something else that are coming out that some are being worked on at
spelunking,
the same time.
Some kind of spelunking game or something?
The Time FC UK.
Yeah.
It looks like the Steven guy. But like in that kind of radial like map where you're battling bosses that are like in the core center, and like, did you see that little teaser?
It was on one of the awards, or not the award show, the one of the Gamescoms, right? Like I think showed a teaser or something. Yeah. Yeah, I can't really remember it too much, but I know I saw it.
Yeah, it looks crazy, really strange. I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
it's a strange game.
And then Bumble hasn't, like, I mean, that's the first season to not.
Yeah, there hasn't been, like, anything about that.
Yeah, there was news about that beforehand, like, way before, and then just nothing.
I've seen on his blog, there was, like, these character cards that had, like, hit points on them. They almost looked like magic cards and like that, but, like, his style, though.
Yeah.
And one was, like, Bumbo with, like, the tooth and stuff.
He
is. That looks fucking cool, man. I'll play the hell out of that.
That makes sense. He is really into magic.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that would be cool, then. I'll play that.
He plays at the mall all the time, right?
Yeah, he plays at the mall a lot, yeah.
I really hope he still finishes Mugenics also, because that looks great. Did you guys ever see something about that?
No.
No.
It was basically, in short, it was supposed to be like a cat lady simulator. Almost like a Tamagotchi thing. You take care of a bunch of cats in a house, and like they would cause... I don't know. But you could also like breed them, like so different strange, like animals, and it's called
It'd
Mugenics.
It'd be a great like phone game.
There was only ever like just some images that he posted at one point when they first started working on it. And then he like kind of like put it on the back burner, and it's been there for like years now. And then he did Isaac.
Yeah, that's making too much money for him.
Yeah. It's a brilliant concept. There's all these other roguelikes that have come out, like, you know, what was it called? Like the Enter the Gungeon and
the
like,
Gungeon, yeah. Rogue
what was the one that we played? Yeah, Rogue Legacy. And the one we played here with, like, the, you know, it was the one with the guys and the guns.
It's like you're playing with the cock and balls there, man.
Yeah. Well, this is an AK, actually.
Got some technique.
It was that other roguelike, Nuclear Throne.
Nuclear Throne was awesome. I like that game. It's fun, but I'm really bad at it.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
it's a fun game, but God, is it hard.
Yeah, it is the cheapest game ever. Like, you will literally land, start the level with people shooting at you that will take off, like, 5 hit points. And that's it. You're done.
And you have, like, 8 hit points to start. Yeah.
Yeah.
The concept is there for being roguelike and being very difficult with, like, all that, but what it doesn't do that Isaac does so well is that it's fair enough to where it gives you the chance to get health back.
Yeah.
In Nuclear Throne, it's just like, nope, you screwed up, too bad. Start over. It's like, fuck.
I think so many points to get health in that game.
Yeah. I think the other thing is that there's a nice progression system. Like, Roguelike had a progression system, and Isaac has one where you unlock more items and stuff like that.
Whereas, create a build, almost.
Yeah, you can create a build. Nuclear Throne, which is like, nah, everything's there. It's just random what you get and when you get it.
I mean, they do have the power-ups after each level.
If you level up, yeah. But, like, again, it's all random. Everything's random in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Except for what boss appears at what point.
Yeah, I remember that one, like, kind of, like, bandit, like, six-gun guy, like, the first level. I just couldn't even get past that guy. Like, I think I beat him once out of, like, 10 times that I tried the game or something.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Because, like, it's so easy to
compare. I know.
I think the first I've gone through is the sewers in that game, which I think is the third level.
Oh, the fucking rats.
Yeah.
No, the stupid rats.
The second.
So that's the furthest I've been. Like, I haven't gotten any further than that. It's difficult.
I got a really good run one time. I got all the way up to, like, this ice area zone. I had, like, this gun that was a nuke. And I was doing really good. And I got to that ice level. I was, like, after the third boss or something like that. And I see a guy in a chute, and this nuke just kills me. I'm just like, ah, shit. Because it was the first time I shot that gun. I was like, all right, these guys are decently far away. I'll shoot this gun. And, like, no, that thing explodes for days.
I don't even think I've seen it, even on streams.
Yeah, it's probably because people know not to pick it up. it's like getting an Ipecac. You gotta know what you're doing, or you're gonna kill yourself.
I totally picked up Ipecac on a lost run last night.
You did. You got him pretty far.
Yeah, helped out.
I enjoy Ipecac every now and then.
Yeah.
It's good for cleansing.
It's even better if you have Pyromaniac or something.
Oh, God. Yeah. Probably, yeah, that's OP. That's just OP. You can't die.
Don't care, yeah.
Yeah, you can't die. Well, unless you're the boss, you can still die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really should just unlock Holy Mantle. Like, that's pissing me off. Like, it's just making it that much harder.
Let's make it a little bit easier on you. Give him some tips. You've done this. You did this the way he's doing it.
Oh, God.
Not even necessarily for the loss, but give me tips on, like, just getting the greed machine. Like, the donation for that, so you can unlock Holy Mantle.
So the greed machine, the more you keep using a single character, the faster the machine breaks.
Damn it. Okay.
So if you stay on the same character, dude, the machine's going to take, like, 3 coins.
Well, that would explain
one
a lot.
Point. And, yeah. So you gotta make sure you switch characters out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
See, I didn't know that. This is helping.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, you can see the percentage of the machine right there. It shows a little percentage.
True.
So if you try a character that you've already beaten it with a few times, you'll see it'll be like at 80%, which is like, I guess, an 80% breakage rate or something. So, you know, like 80% of the time after a coin, you're going to break the machine. And then the other ones will start at 0. You can just dump coin after coin after coin after it. So I think what I like to do is... try to have, like, a couple of floors where you just don't get any items at all. Like, you know, just try to build up your coins, you know what I mean? If you see an item like a swallowed penny or something like that, take it. Just take
swallowed anything penny. That's going to be ahead of the keeper, stuff like that.
So, but yeah, like, I mean, you gotta leave yourself some coins, dude. Because I think it's pointless to go in there and only have, like, 15 coins, you know, when you do the boss fight, and then just have 15 coins to put into the machine.
That's happened a few times.
Yeah, it's just not good. Like, you know what I mean? If you feel like, okay, this is a good enough build for me to beat Greed, just go with it, dude. Yeah. And then save your coins. You'll get, like, 30 coins in each level. It's, you know, for, let's say, the last two levels, you'll get 60 coins at least, dude.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely give that a shot, because before I was trying to figure out, like, okay, what is the easiest character to use to get through Greed Mode? And Samson works a lot. I was using Isaac a lot too. But I think I got both of them to the point where...
I think Lilith is very good at the beginning part of it, but not towards the end. Towards the end, unless you have like a ton of familiars, then she's pretty cool because you know, just use it the one time.
That's actually how I got my Bandage Girl and Meat Boy achievements.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
Was because Lilith
and I did the same thing, yeah.
It was pretty cheap, but I was like, whatever, I'll
take
it.
It's in the game, it's part of the game, whatever.
Yeah. So, what are you working on, Isaac, right now? Because you haven't gotten that.
1001%.
Yeah. But what part of that are you on? What are you struggling on?
Struggling? I'm done with it.
Oh, you...
1001%, yeah.
Okay.
That's the platinum, yeah.
No. The new platinum, though.
No, you don't get a new platinum. There's no new platinum.
But you got all the trophies for the DLC?
I think it's all silvers and golds.
You did all the greed runs and everything?
I did everything, yeah. Everything's done in that game.
I can't imagine Hush with the Keeper. How did you do that?
Very carefully. Dude, the Keeper and Lalas are just SOBs, man.
Yeah.
It's so difficult. Swallow Penny, the perfect combination, no matter what you have, dude. You can have like the lowest attack, dude. The perfect combination would be Swallow Penny and the Blind Rage. You know, because Swallow Penny will drop a penny every time you get hit. And Blind Rage will extend your invincibility after a hit. Your hit stun, basically, for like twice as much.
Sure.
Or maybe even, I think it's even like three times as much. It's pretty insane.
Yeah.
So you have all the time in the world to pick that penny back up. You know, and it'll always be there. So that's like the perfect combo. But again, it's so random, dude, that you just...
Yeah, the likelihood of you getting that is like 1 in 1,000.
Yeah. Probably. It's so difficult. But if you ever get that, that's a winning run. I mean, you can try to do it, because Blind Rage you get in the shop. So you can start, like, re-rolling the shop. Oh, no, you can't re-roll shop.
You can if you get restock or if you have...
restock would be good.
Like, blank card per throw or something.
Yeah, that makes it difficult, too, yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, I don't even remember what I ran to beat it. Or even Satan, for that matter. I don't even remember.
Yeah, that's the other one, too. Like, I mean, Mega Satan is... Not, I don't know. I can't really decide.
I like calling Mega Satan Stan.
Yeah, Mega Stan.
Yeah.
I can't decide if he's the tougher boss or if Hush is, but at this point I feel like it's Hush just because I'm not as used to it.
Yeah. Stan is just, he's a bastard when it comes to, when it starts to summon monsters.
Yeah.
I hate it, dude.
That's the tough part, really. Yeah. He himself, Mega Stan, is not that tough as long as you have, like, you know patterns what you're doing, and, the patterns down, but it's every other thing he summons, and the arena is so small. I'm just like, I can't imagine doing that with the Lost, honestly. I mean, I can. It sounds like hell.
I mean, I beat the Lost in Rebirth. I beat him with the Lost. It was just insane.
You were OP, though, right?
So insane. Yeah.
You're like, you
have to be, dude. Yeah.
Nodleaf.
I might have had a Nodleaf run there, but I don't even remember. But yeah, Nodleaf would be perfect.
I was going to say, that sounds like the perfect combo.
Nodleaf in any fly.
Yeah.
Any fly. Not any fly.
Maybe like Sack Dagger flies, too.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, Revenge Fly wouldn't work. Because you need to get hit for that. Well, I mean, it would work with...
Holy Mantle.
Yeah. But yeah, like, I mean, if you get Alone Forever, yeah, that should probably work on Satan. You know, just standing at the top of the screen.
Yeah. Or, I mean, if you happen to get lucky enough and get, like, a level 4 Super Meat Boy or Bandage Girl, dude, that's definitely good, too, with Nodleaf.
And I had I got Nodleaf a few times.
He did?
And still died. Yeah.
I don't blame you. You shouldn't feel bad about that. It's ridiculous. Those bastards. Why do they make the game so hard?
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite thing to see when I'm watching Black play is when he gets Curse of the Maze. And he's running through, and he doesn't pay attention, because he's just running through, and he just starts running over spikes.
Yeah, that happens all too often to everyone.
Even if it's not Curse of the Maze, I do that sometimes anyway.
Yeah.
Or, like, I know that room has a spike, because I've been through this room, like, a couple times, but I still just run through it.
It's terrible, yeah. Little cheap thing. Same thing with, like, the red poops in the womb, too. It's just like,
oh, yeah,
they put it, like, right there in front of the door, and just...
Yeah.
God damn. And I want to say it's a whole heart of damage, too, if I'm not mistaken. The
womb in the womb, yeah.
Super trolly like yeah. that.
Everything's a heart damage in a womb. Full heart.
Yeah. Boy, I really want to go play right now.
Oh, you always play here, yeah. You know. It's building to my platinum trophy.
Yeah,
I'm actually doing that for him.
The Jeff donated platinum trophy. Just because he loves playing the game so much.
It's very replayable. I just convinced Cameron to buy it too. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna give it a shot. I'm like, yeah, have fun with that. It's gonna bug the hell out of you.
You're gonna hate yourself.
Yes.
Let's go to the Twitter question, or the Uncore Gamers
You're gonna do it again.
Uncore Gamers question of the week.
Jingle for that?
You're putting a lot of editing in my plate now.
I mean, it's easy. You just add it. You have the clip. You have a clip. You just put it wherever.
All right, so it's actually harder to find because we tweet out all the streams. Let's see here.
The question of the week is:
what video game would you present as games are art? So let's see if we got any responses on the Twitter real quick, and I'll switch over to Facebook. No.
I thought that was a good question. I'm surprised we didn't get a response.
I told you, it's because it's a thinker's question. A lot of people don't... People want to respond to, like, the popcorn questions, not the ones that make them think for a week, and then they forgot the question.
I actually came up with my answer, like, 10 seconds after you said it.
Well, aren't you special?
And I forget the question every
Which
week.
Which is very unlikely, because usually I mull it over for, like, a whole morning while I'm having coffee.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always forget the question until, like, pretty much the next podcast, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so we got.
But sometimes I come up with an answer,
yeah,
and then I just forget what the question and my answer was.
He does.
I don't remember things no more, no good.
So Ms. Scarborough responds with Mass Effect.
Oh.
Games are
Mass Effect. Okay.
What about you, Black?
Definitely a beautiful game.
Me? I was stuck between two games. And I think I went with Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh. As art.
Because that game will always have a place in my heart. I love the game, dude. And, you know, like, it's just, there's a lot of, the fact that, you know, the world is inhabited just by these giant monsters, you know what I mean? You're going out to kill them to save this princess that, you know, just some guy tells you, hey, you know, you gotta go kill these guys, right? Save your princess. And in the end, it doesn't do anything. So why did you kill these guys? You killed them for no reason. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't do you any good. You know, there's betrayal in the game. There's a love story in the game. There's just, there's a murder factor in the game, you know? And I think the graphics were really great for the time, you know, on the PS2.
Absolutely.
And the game, I mean, it just, game was just, it's one of my favorite games out there.
Nice.
Yeah, it's funny you picked that game because that's the game I picked too.
Is it really?
Yes. It's the first thing that came to mind. I had forgot to check the Encore Gamers question of the week actually, and so until you just said it, I didn't know what it was, but that did pop into my mind immediately. And you made a lot of really great points about that game being not only one of your favorite games of all time, very enjoyable, very groundbreaking graphic wise at the PS2 level. But there is this sense of vague. I don't know. Like you said, there's a love story involved. It involves like murder, betrayal, you know, wonderment with like nature and stuff. But it's all very vague. It never like really explains too much of the story to you. And it just, there's something about that that's just so enticing and like and wonderful. And it's very it's great. It's a really great game. A sense of loneliness to those creatures too. Like they just you come in and like they don't necessarily immediately aggro you. You climb them when you get up there, and the moment you stab that first stab in the soft spot, then the music kicks in really heavy, and like it's art.
Some of the bosses are. I mean, it's all bosses. Like the first guy, he just seems to be minding his own business. You know what I mean? He's just chilling. And you go up there and start climbing his back and just stabbing him in the middle of the neck, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, dude. Yeah, that's just bad, man.
It's a fantastic game. Absolutely.
I still haven't played Eco either.
Yeah.
I still haven't played it.
You haven't?
I need to play Eco, and I need to buy
Last Guardian
for sure, man.
Yeah. You ordered that collector's edition.
Oh, dude, I'm not too big on the collector's edition.
Oh, no, I didn't say you should. I said I did.
You did?
I'm getting the statue. I'm getting the metal case, man.
He's been waiting those 10 years for this game.
So stoked.
October
25th, boys.
Yeah, I mean, I think this question is definitely a lot harder than a lot of people will give it credit for, because you got games like Gone Home, Shelter, Her Story, which are just like very just straight up cinematic experiences. But I wanted to pick something that was more of a game than stuff like that. So what came to my mind was Stalker, the very first Stalker game. It sets you in this world. It makes the world very believable. People die. Like, nobody's immortal in that game. NPC or you or whatever. It gives you a real sense of dread, because everything could just kill you. Like, anything. Even the dogs you meet at the very beginning of the game, they're always a threat.
Very bleak.
Yeah, it's very bleak. It's very, like, you know, people randomly play, like, guitar music by fire. And you know, it'll all be in Russian and stuff like that, because it's set in Russia. And, well, I'm not sure if it's technically Russia anymore, but whatever. And you just randomly walk by, you know, they'll be playing their music, be like, hey, what's up, you know, whatever. And then they'll, like, get up and start shooting something because something's coming at them and stuff like that. It's all very, like, organic. It feels very real and stuff like that. And I think, and the plot and stuff like that, I think it's on par with any, like, book or movie and stuff like that. I mean, it's based loosely on the movie. I just feel like it gives you as good of an experience as anything else that is considered art with a narrative progression, but you get to experience it that much more because you're in it.
Yeah, I would say if you can define art in a way where it's something that is immersive, not in necessarily just an escapist way, but also just in an experience way, and like that attaches itself sentimentally to you. That's absolutely very true. And I would say as a follow up to that, a game I would pick that exemplifies that very much so in that way, The Last of Us.
Last of Us,
Naughty
yeah.
Dog, congrats on making a game that touched me, like, super deep, man. Like,
just that interest the first, man. Like, 20 minutes, dude. You're like, what the hell? What? I thought this was about... What's going on?
Yeah, I had heard from, you know, because I never had a PS3. I never played it for PS3. I got it for PS4 at the remastered edition. I had heard all these stories, like, oh, it's a great game. And I was always like, yeah, I mean, it seems all right. Like, it's like a, you know, post-apocalyptic thing. Bought it, played that shit, and dude, I couldn't put it down, honestly. I just played that game every day for like 6 hours until I finished it. And it, yeah, like I said, it moved me. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Great game.
Yeah.
In that way, like, by that definition of art, something that's sentimentally attachable and immersive, like, I would say that's way up there, as well as Stalker.
Yeah, I think it's... also, in their games, yeah, it's got game mechanics, but the game mechanics are so well interlaced that it feels very natural. It doesn't feel gamey so much as you're just...
An experience.
Yeah, an experience.
And you can
say
the same for more point-and-click stuff, like Gone Home did the same thing to me, too. Very heavy stuff, but effective.
Yeah. I actually really like Gone Home, because you didn't really know what was going on until, like, the very end of the game. It kind of... They throw you a couple, like, red herrings. They're like, is this a ghost thing?
That's...
Like, what's going on?
Didn't you love that about that, though?
Yeah.
You started off as one thing, and you're like, this is super creepy. There's thunder and lightning and rain, and, like, I don't know what's going on. And there's all this talk about a guy that went insane in this house, and the parents are very mysterious. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, it's about a lesbian relationship. That's... Spoiler alert. But really, like I said, really effective, really good. And the voiceover work was, like, done really well. And
it was really good voiceover work.
I was pleasantly surprised. Definitely worth the free download from PlayStation Plus.
No, I actually bought that game when it first came out.
I'd pay for it, probably.
Yeah, because I heard about it, and I was like, gotta play it. That game just sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And it was.
Cool. Any other responses at all?
No, that was it.
Okay.
So, the game that I was battling with, too, for the number one spot was actually Final Fantasy VII.
Oh.
That, I mean, it just...
Do tell.
Created, I mean, Final Fantasy VII, again, I mean, we started out with the graphics, you know what I mean? The graphics were it's completely awesome, dude. You know, something brand new. The rendered graphics, dude, were amazing. Mm. You know, it made everything seem so real. You know, like the slums, you know,
slummy.
Yeah, they're slummy, dude. You know what I mean? And honestly, when I play that game, I thought everything was taking place in the in Midgar.
Yeah,
like I thought the whole game was like there,
the first
dude.
20 hours, right?
And then, yeah, like it's just
because the scale was insane.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, you end up getting out of the city, and you're like, oh, there's this whole other world out there. You know what I mean? That you didn't realize it was going to be in the game.
A whole new world.
Yeah, a whole new world.
It's like, you know, Plato's the cave.
And so, you know, you start, and that's where this whole new storyline comes in with Sephiroth and stuff like that. And, you know, you go through the lake and you see this, like, this giant snake. Just impaled, right? And yeah. You're just like, holy crap, dude! What the hell did this? You know, you start going through the game. You get to the gold saucer and stuff like that. You know, that's such a cool aspect.
Oh,
the
gold saucer! I forgot what it was called,
games, dude. Yeah, like I mean, and you start going through the game. You know, the murdering of Eris, dude. Like that you know, when you first see that, when you're playing this game, I bought this game as soon as it came out.
Yeah.
Like, this game was mine, dude. And I said, you know, and you don't expect that, dude. You don't expect just, like, it was so random, too. Like, you know, was she picking up something? I can't remember what she was doing.
Praying.
Was she praying?
She was
okay.
Praying, yeah.
But yeah, she's, it's such a happy moment and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, she just gets ran through with a sword, you know? And like,
giant-ass katana.
Like, what the fuck? You're like, oh my god, it is like a main character, you know, just like completely dead now, you know?
Now, and again, it wasn't the first time like a character's died in an RPG, but I think it might have been like the first time a character's died. Because most of the time a character dies in an RPG, they're sacrificing themselves. They're doing something that causes their death. And there she was. She was just praying, and then she just gets snuffed up.
Yeah. And, you know, and even like the whole new like CG thing, you know? It's like added that much more to it, you know. This is all kind of new, you know.
Yeah.
And so like it makes it more realistic. Yeah. And this is like more realistic, you know. It's not just some sprite just kind of like, you know, falls over or whatever. Yeah. You know. It's like it's a whole. You see the sword going through her like falling down, her ribbon like
the life
coming loose, like, the materia in her ribbon just
the arms going
just starts
dead.
Bouncing off. Yeah. Yeah, dude. Like it was just heart wrenching, you know, and then. And then you meet Sid. Sid with all these dreams even of going to space, you know.
I think his story arc, I think it's one of the best ones in Final Fantasy VII.
It's good. It's really good.
No, Kate Sith.
Get out of here. Sid with all his dreams and stuff, you know, like he never got the opportunity to go to space, you know, and he's still fighting to make that real, you know.
Best Sid in Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Best Sid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, just the whole story with Zack, you know what I mean? That whole like sub story, you know, just like
you have to get a PSP emulator or something so you can play Crisis Core, dude. So good.
I can play. I'll play it on PC.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure my PC would be friendly with that game.
It's so good. The whole game
is wonderful. There's a point when you start visiting your old town and you realize was this really you here? You know, like you start thinking about it, like, you, like there's just so many clues that, you know, this isn't really you. This isn't your life, you know. And there's a point where you go crazy in the game, you know, and like
I think that's where a lot of people kind of like that's their weakest point of the game. Is when he goes crazy and starts getting like all those cloaked figures and stuff like that. And
he goes into a coma too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he goes into like a self-induced coma or something like that. Yeah.
And then just the
it gets really cerebral at some point, dude.
Yeah.
And then the final boss fight with Sephiroth, dude. When you hear One Winged Angel for the first time, dude.
Oh yeah.
It's such an amazing score, you know. And I'm sure by now it's been played out. You know, like and stuff like that, and you know, some people might be, you know, be tired of that whole orchestrated song, dude. But it's amazing. It really is an amazing song, dude. And then the fact, you know, it's not the first time you've done it too, where you have different parties fighting different sections of a boss. You know, they've done it in Final Fantasy before. Mm-hmm. I thought that was still a pretty cool aspect of it.
Yeah.
And But yeah, like it was a fantastic game.
I think Sephiroth was a great villain as far as the story arc was concerned. Because again, he was a villain. He wanted to take over the world. He wasn't some megalomaniac. It was, I've been lied to my entire life, and now shit's going down. Yeah, he's trying to find his mommy too. Yeah, he's not even like he's a villain, but he's not like the worst villain because he has kind of a reason. He's been betrayed like his whole life.
He was used. You know? He was definitely used. Yeah, I mean they filled him up with Mako, right? And so they did that with Cloud as well. You know, they were both turned into super soldiers.
That was the super soldier program. Is what that was.
Genova. And then I mean there's also Red. You know, like basically Red a lab rat, lab dog, you know, doing experiments on this guy, you know, and he has a home to go to, you know, and you break out with him and, you know, there's like a, you know, this reunion and stuff like that. I mean,
the way that Disc 2 ends, right? Is
after the I
remember that being a very pivotal moment when I was playing that game, just like, oh, that was an howling at the moon. And it was just fuck, that's epic. That's so good.
And it has a lot more, There's more feeling to this game than there is for Shadow of the Colossus, but you can't really compare the two games, you know?
I think a nice aspect of it too is like something you don't really get when you first start playing the game is that like Tifa recognizes Cloud. Cloud doesn't really recognize her that well. You know, like the whole past they had, you know, childhood sweethearts and stuff like that, it's pretty much wiped from his brain from the Super Soldier stuff.
Yeah.
And like, so she instantly recognizes him and stuff like that. He's saying like, yeah, I'm here for the job. Yeah. So much feels.
Dude, feels good, man, and feels bad, man.
Yeah.
All of it.
Alright, what's the next Encore Gamers question gonna be?
Well, good question.
There it is. What's the next Encore? Who wants to jump in?
Oh, man.
You're thinking too hard about it, man. You know, you don't have to get all philosophical with it.
Well, how about this? On the subject of Final Fantasy so much, what Final Fantasy consumable, you know, Phoenix Down, Potion, things like that, would you want to have that's readily available for use in real life?
Right here in this corner market?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. What Final Fantasy consumable would you like to see in stores? It's an easy way to put that. Not Stodex. What the hell's Stodex?
You tell me, Regan.
That's some kind of weird autocorrect thing.
It was like a non-autocorrect. It's like typing wrong the entire time. My phone's like, nah.
It's like a Rolodex for stowaways.
Oh, no, you're thinking of Stodex, sir. That's what it's supposed to be. No, what is that?
All right, there you go.
Okay, there it is.
Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for being on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Again, you can catch Titan Day 12 on our stream, twitch.tv/EncoreGamers. He's on Wednesdays. Black is on Mondays, and I am on Friday. Again, we also have people on Tuesday and Thursday and Sunday, and possibly even Saturday now. We stream from 7 to 9, almost always. That's when you should look for us. But again, follow us at Encore Gamers on Twitter, and you will get the download on when most of these streams go up. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.